This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 185 for Monday, December 16th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continues to come down on Monday morning following overall weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are in the red, while crude oil is declining due to unwelcome Chinese economic data. The Canadian dollar is down less than one-tenth of a United States cent compared to Friday's close. The January canola contract is down $8 per ton at $604.50, while the March contract is down $10.50 per ton at $613.50. In the United States, corn and wheat are up, while soybeans are steady. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported accumulated corn shipments so far in the 2024-25 marketing year at 12.567 million tons, up 31% from 1 year ago and 20% of the USDA's export projection. Total export commitments are at 35.138 million tons, 29% above last year and 56% of the USDA's projection. Both figures are above the average pace. Ag Rural estimated the Brazilian corn crop at 121.3 million tons, with rains expected for northern parts of the country over the next 2 weeks. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported Argentina's corn crop at 55.6% planted, ahead of the normal pace, despite dryness and warmer temperatures until the end of December. The March corn contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.44. Total export shipments for U.S. soybeans this marketing year so far are 23.487 million tons, 22% larger than 1 year ago and a four-year high, accounting for 47% of the USDA's year-end estimate. Commitments are at 37.284 million tons, 12% above last year, and at a normal pace at 75% of the USDA's year-end estimate. The U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association will release its November soybean crush report later today, with the trade estimating a crush of 196.713 million bushels, with soy oil stocks at 1.123 billion pounds. Ag Rural estimated the Brazilian soybean crop at 171.5 million tons. The BAGE reported Argentina's crop at 64.7% planted at a normal pace. The January soybean contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.89, while the March contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.94. All wheat U.S. shipments this marketing year are at 11.045 million tons, up 31% from last year, with the figure 47% of the USDA's forecast. Commitments are at 15.991 million tons, 10% above last year, and 69% of the USDA's estimate. Both figures are lacking the average pace. Saudi Arabia purchased 804,000 tons of hard wheat in a tender. The wheat may come from Bulgaria, Romania, Russia, and South America. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.55. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.63. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.04. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, December 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.